All praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of His only begotten Son, HaMashiach, Yahweh Shai. Heavenly Father's name is Yahweh, which means He exists. Bashem, which means in the name. Yahweh Shai, which means He is the Deliverer, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ. The Heavenly Father have given us this truth through the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit. And we thank the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, for His tender mercies. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. The Heavenly Father have given us this wonderful truth through the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit, through the sure mercies of David. Yahweh Shai is the way, the truth, and life. No other way but by the door of the mediator. We're in the last days. I wanted to do an impromptu as I'm on my way to my next destination. And I pray this is edifying to you brothers and sisters out there. As we know, the devil seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. And he's doing a lot of tactics. He's doing a lot of witchcraft and sorcery, laying forth many snares and traps. And I wanted to go into the chaos that this devil is bringing forth. Organized chaos. He's bringing forth organized chaos through the borders. And basically, this devil's plan is to cause so much havoc in the United States through instability, through, you know, basically a system that's already in a bad situation so far as the economy. We're like trillions of dollars in debt, and they leave the borders open. And you're talking about as many people as, I think, 30 plus states is the amount of people Biden let in. So this is all by design to let people in of all countries, because it's just not people from Latin America, although a lot are from Latin America, but you got people coming from China, people coming from Somalia, Africa, and some of these people have nefarious purposes. Some of them are even sent over here by the devil to cause chaos and division. This is why they're giving these people, you know, gift cards, giving them, you know, places to stay, feeding them. And it's meant to what? To provoke the United States citizens, you know, specifically a lot of black folks and even Latino folks. It's meant to provoke those that every day, you know, basically fund this system. And so you're paying and I'm paying taxes, and yet the government is allowed to spend the money so frivolously on wars. You know, we didn't have a say-so in what's happening over in the Ukraine. All of our money is not benefiting us, you know, that we pay in taxes. So this is organized harassment, organized chaos. They're basically creating havoc in hopes of bringing a civil war, because that's really what the elites are aiming for. And you know, they've been pushing that even in Hollywood with this new movie that's out called Civil War. And I would like to check that out, if it be the Lord's will. I like to you know, go see it, and then I can do a commentary on it and, you know, give my opinion, and then also speak on it through what's written in the scriptures, because the Bible gives us biblical prophecy And the Bible speaks of a civil war. It speaks of basically a second revolution. That's in the book of 2nd Ezra, the 15th chapter, which says they shall not regard their kings nor princes, and the course of their actions shall stand in their power. So that's talking about a revolution, that the people here will no longer listen to the government. Because, in fact, I mean, if you have been, you know, listening to the news online, you know, so far as alternative media, you know, a lot of people don't trust the government. And then they see all of these things that are coming out about the corruption and all the things that they're doing, you know, all the different intelligence agencies spying on people and basically interfering with people's lives and even people from other countries. When the shit hits the fan, when the economy collapses, who you think the citizens of the earth or the world going to blame? They're going to blame their governments. So the Bible says that they shall not regard their kings or princes. So even here in America, there will be, as is written of in the Bible, a revolution, a second revolution, where the people are going to raise up against neighbors, you know, raise up against nations of people or tribes of people here in America, and even they're going to raise up in retaliation against the government, as written of in the Bible. This is biblical prophecy. You know, all you got to do is, again, read 2nd Ezra. It talks about how people will be so hungry, they're going to fight and kill each other and invade one another's homes for lack of bread. So this is going into a famine where people are going to be that hungry, where they're going to fight until the death over food, because food will become so scarce. And this is why you see a lot of the snares, and then also the plots that Esau is doing, you know, with the food processing plants. All these food processing plants are mysteriously burning down. And then you got Bill Gates, who is buying up all kind of farmland, and he's, you know, buying things to monopolize the food supply. And you even got videos out there that show that even in the grocery stores, they putting like sensors on the doors in certain food aisles, getting people prepared for the New World Order's mark of the beast, where you won't be able to buy or sell unless you have the mark, which is written of in the book of Revelation chapter 14. Was it chapter 13 and chapter 14? So they putting sensors on the, you know, like the refrigerated section. So they're going to, you know, use some high-tech, you know, equipment to scan people's bioresonance frequencies to identify RFID radio frequency identification. So it'll be used to, hold on, it'll be used to identify people. And the collapse that Esau is implementing through gradualism, so they gradually doing it. They really started when the shutdown happened, you know, the Great Reset. So during the Great Reset, they told people that they couldn't go outside, they couldn't go back to work or go to work unless they had an essential job. A lot of jobs said that you couldn't even work unless you took the jab. And then you got people that took the jab and they died from the side effects, or they have, reoccurring side effects that have destroyed their lives. It's been estimated that the jab have killed millions of people worldwide, and they still pushing it because it's a depopulation agenda. It's like, as the Bible tells us, the words of his mouth were smoother than butter. So they telling you, hey, the jab is good. They telling you, if you take it, you won't get COVID. They telling you, this is something that if you do, you're being responsible and you care about people, gaslighting you. Oh, wow, they injecting you with poison. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. So war is in their minds. They have warfare on their minds, and that's what they're doing. They're being very tactical. Tell the people what they want while depopulating them. Because the elites and those that work for the elites, they're psychopaths. They're demonically possessed, and they have evil spirits that's causing them to just really truly be psychopaths, psychotic. Where they have no empathy. They have no empathy. They don't care that jab is killing or murdering men, women, and children. They don't care. That goes to show you how psychotic these people are. So during that shutdown, that was a way for them to destroy the economy, take out a whole bunch of people, and then implement a whole bunch of technology. They saying that during that time period, they were setting up 5G towers. So those 5G towers is used to make people sick through radio frequencies, because radio frequencies carry radiation, and radiation causes cancer. So you got all these clusters, cancer clusters, all kind of people getting cancer, and you're talking about rapid cancer. Was killing them quick. And then going back to the illegal immigration, these people are basically paid to come over here, cause chaos. These people committing crimes. So if you're in a country where there's laws, there's all kind of laws that are established, and then somebody from another country can come over here and commit crimes, and they're not judged by the same standards. That's high corruption. And that's by design. They want these people to come here to commit crimes, to cause chaos, to cause the people to feel a certain way, to cause, alt and animosity. Oh, well, people were just, taking advantage of the situation. And a lot of these people that's coming over here, whether knowingly or unknowingly, they're walking into a powder keg. Because once these Edomites, who are already pissed off, who already feel that their America, their birthright is gone, which the devil used a lot of these heathens and tricked them. They thought that they would continue to destroy black folks, and then that same type of treatment wouldn't, come upon them. And now they realize that they're treated just like niggas. They have no rights. And so when the shit hits the fan, and that American dream really solidified to that nightmare, oh man, these devils, they're gonna lose it. They're gonna lose it, and which will cause them to react violently, as they always have reacted violently to perceived threats. Whether real or not real. And that's all by design, where they want to cause a civil war, which will bring in more unjust laws, a police state, checkpoints, and you got more people in America that have guns than any other country. So what do you think the outcome of that going to be when there's no more food and there's no more civility? Civil war, no more civility. You got all kind of movies that's bringing that type of stuff out. You know, martial law. So, no more civil laws, but martial law, which is warlike law. That goes into FEMA camps. You know, basically, what you call a capital punishment. People being put to death for not abiding by the martial law rules. Because, you know, during that time period, people, they're going to be in desperate situations. They might be law-abiding citizens. But then once all hell break loose and they haven't eaten in days, or they have family members that's sick, and there's, you know, rules or what you call a decree stating that nobody's supposed to leave their house, and then these people leave out, then that could be a capital offense, especially when there's people revolting. And don't even go into the false flag events, where they letting all these people in that could be here to bring forth false flag events perpetrated by the CIA and all those other agencies that have been involved in clandestine operations, because they're above the law. You had a guy by the name of Snotty, or Salakia, his name is Cody Snodgrass. Cody Snodgrass. And he was an ex-black op, and he talked about how, I think it was the CIA, it was one of them, where they wanted him to commit an act of terrorism. To what? To push laws, to use that as a false flag event. And he alleged that he was approached to commit what would be the Oklahoma City bombing. And he refused to do it. And that's how they commit false flag events, just like 9/11. 9/11 was a false flag event. Engineers, scientists, they'll even tell you that no way that building could have imploded the way that it did. So there are so many contradictions with that whole story that a lot of people know, as there have been many documentaries, that it was a false flag event. And with that false flag event, that brought in a whole bunch of unjust laws. It brought in a whole bunch of unjust laws, which is the Patriot Act. And this is where we at with the Patriot Act and this new, or what you call a law. It's not a new law, but they renewed it. The 702, which is the FISA court law, which means that the government can spy on foreigners, but they're not using it for what it was supposed to do, which was to spy on foreigners, which is called Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. But they're taking that very law and they're using it to spy on United States citizens, who, when they do that, they get a warrantless, they're doing warrantless surveillance, meaning they don't have a warrant to do it, but because it's under the FISA courts, they allow the government to do it. The judges sign off on it. And with this FISA Act is basically denying people the Fourth Amendment constitutional right, which is to guard against illegal search and seizure. So that means that by law, the government, they're not supposed to spy on you unless they get a warrant. And it has to really be transparency, but they're not really using it for that. They're using it to go against people that they don't agree with. They're using it to go against their political opponents, such as what they did with Donald Trump. Whether you believe that Donald Trump is a racist or he's a part of the elites, like controlled opposition, the whole point is they're using that 702 under the FISA courts to spy on him, and they spied on his campaign, and that's illegal. So if they'll do that to a president, or a presidential candidate, they'll do that to an average citizen, and that's what they're doing. And they're using that law to really persecute people. And they just renewed it. They just, basically approved of it. So now people are going to really hear more and more about the law, because more and more people are going to be unjustly placed on that watch list and going to be surveilled. And what they say online can basically go against them. No matter what your position, your form of beliefs, whether it be spiritual beliefs, politics, so don't matter if you're an Israelite, don't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat, it don't matter if you're in the human rights, you get on their radar, they're gonna put you on that watch list. They're going to first use the FISA courts to spy on you and try to dig up dirt. And if they can't get any dirt on you, they'll make it up. And the judges, they'll sign off on it. And then the government will recruit citizens. They'll use the fusion centers and InfraGuard to stalk you and harass you, and to slander your name, and to try to set you up, and using provocation. That's where you get the targeted individual program, where they're using harassment, stalking, to provoke people that are unjustly placed on terrorist watch lists as a form to, entrap. So the program is used to try to create patsies so they can justify the watch list and justify their trillions of dollars in defense spending. And so with that, and with the chaos and with the open borders, are these people more than likely, and I'm talking about the intelligence agencies, the CIA, the FBI, which they've been known and have been caught involved in very nefarious acts, will create a false flag event that will cause chaos and to further persecute United States citizens and people around the world. So our people have to know these things, because the Bible tells us that we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. So what Esau is doing, the devil the Bible speak of, is a satanic device. And a majority of the people, we tell that this devil is using that list to persecute people, to stalk people, to put people on non-consensual human experimentation programs. So that means that once they put you on the list, they're basically taking away your human rights. And with that, they can use the technology that they plan on using on human beings, which is directed energy weapons. They can use that against you because they're testing these weapons out, and you have no rights. And the technology is so highly advanced, it's plausible deniability. So they can torture you with directed energy weapons, and you don't have any way to detect it because this technology is dealing with scalar waves. So even NASA scientists say that there's really no way to stop it or detect it thoroughly. Then it's their word against yours. So they could torture you and use plausible deniability all while they're gathering data to create the perfect weapon to unleash on the masses of people. Because this technology is going to be scaled up to the human population. This is through the BRAIN initiative that Barack Obama signed off on. BRAIN, the computer interface, going into RFID technology, hooking the brain or the mind up to the cloud. You know, Wi-Fi that's connected to supercomputers. So now they can read your brainwave frequency. They can read your thoughts, can capture your thoughts, catalog your thoughts, and also send other thoughts. They can capture your thoughts and then send thoughts back to you that's not yours on a two-wave carrier frequency. So this technology, the mark of the beast, it is to ensnare and steal your soul. This is why they're testing this technology out, because they want to basically hijack your soul using RFID technology, and it's demonic what's happening. So we have to repent. We got to repent daily. We got to seek the Lord 10 times more as a nation of the remnant, Lord's will. We're of that fold of the elect. Lord's will, we of that fold. And know that no matter what this devil do, the Lord will intervene. I tell you these things as we're to warn the flock, but the Lord told us to not be troubled. These things are supposed to happen. They're supposed to cause what's known as tribulation on the earth. But through faith, through belief, through works, through repentance, the Lord will help us. Because faith is a gift, And we have to pray for more faith that's waxed strong, because every man and woman will need that high level of faith when you're seeing masses of people die through food shortages and through disease and all the other calamities that will befall upon the inhabitants of the earth. So as always, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. I want to give all praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father Yahweh, in the name of His only begotten Son, HaMashiach, Yahweh Shai, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. Shalom.